צדק צדק במנוסו יחיה. See, that gives us life, the fact that we live with our mood. Feeling connected to our brother's mood, that which you can feel. Even if we're the lowest level of Golos people, not on a high level of Yer Shemayim, the mood I want to always have. Anybody on every level have a mood. The mood, like you said, is not me. Believe me. That's what Goyim. What Goyim believes. We have an actual connection that goes wrong. It's just by nice, the acts that we do. It's an act that we talk to Hashem a few times a day. That's an act of a mood. Our plans to die, when we do, we get to talk to Hashem also. Right? Unfortunately, to use the Goyish concept, the prayer being a ceremony, the Goyim is a ceremony, it doesn't say it. Yeah, most of the Shulot's better than the other way, which house of ceremony you don't do. By us, wherever you are, I love doing it together, Tzibun, this Knesset, that next tradition, it's a little for Shemayim, when people are going together, the person's not able to go to Shul, it's at home. Same Shmon Esrei over there than it is in the Shul. It's not a ceremony, it's a connection. Interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah. So we said that there's a Midah Malechus, the Midah encapsulated the Tai Tai Mitzvahs into one Mitzvah. That he's been Tai, it's not just encapsulating, crunching them into one small space. Just trapped into a small place. It's the same thing. And even is the thing that supports it, the foundation keeps it going. The meaning is that when the Midrash your Taya misses against the Taya parts of your body. In the early generations of people who were on a level of doing every single one of those misses in a higher level, and the Midrash gave life to the entire body. You know, there's a spiritual life to the body. Yeah. But nowadays that we don't have that, the crisis that they had then to put focus on so many points. So that's what they did. Focus on this thing, this essential mitzvah which brings life to the entire body. Right? If you have a choice of working on thinking or on heart, it's more pathetic to work on the heart than even all the bones of the hands. Because the heart is something that brings life to the rest of the body. So that's the idea of the mood. Amunah is a way, as an issue that's been met, that Amunah is like we said, it's not just a belief. It's a midah. Just like a person has a midah about that. It's a natural connection to chesed. Natural, what's in English? Whatever the word is in English. Compatibility, whatever it is. It's a chesed inclination. That's the. He naturally is guided by chesed. When he sees the situation, he sees something, needs something, he vibrates, he feels the need to help the person out. Not even enough, there are some people like that. You know, the person has a natural relation towards emes. Emes is the leader. What kind of different leaders there are. So, the fact that he's the ish chesed, for example, not just something he knows that chesed is good, everyone knows chesed is good. Not everybody walks into a room. All of a sudden, tunes in and says, oh, this guy looks like he's a chizukim. Let me see what I can do for him. So basically, the midah is something which is guiding the person. It gives him the energy to do certain things. If you need a toy, give me to him. That means also, the person has a natural inclination towards tigers. So he walks by a restaurant that smells very good because the food is not kosher. It's very hard for him to control it. Another person is an interesting about. So everybody has these things, but we're made up of this cocktail of many, many meters. Some of them are more prevalent, some of them are weaker. So, Emunah is also one of the meters. It's a prayer within the person that we build it up. It gives us the prayers to do the right things also, to do the Ratzon Hashem. So that's why he wants it. As much as it is a meter, and every meter that the person can strengthen is like a physical body. You do exercising and whatever you need, you can stress the different parts of your body. Also, in your meanest part of your body, your labor, you can stress the different parts also of that. When it comes into it, investing effort into it. Now, Bhagavad Gita says that, and the Pasuk, Shumata, Lesson, Koysa, Esmish Koysa, Esmish Kotai, Asher Yasa, Koysa, Odom, Bokai, Kohen, and Yashem. Let keep the mitzvahs, Mishpotim. This is how we do understand, we don't understand. The person does them, Bokai, Kohen, brings life to a person. Says the Ramban, Da, Chai Odom, the mitzvahs, Kifiyat, and also Lehem. Your chiyas in this is how much we prepare, how much effort to put into it. When a person says, I don't have time in tefillah, I don't have time in learning, I don't have time in tested, I don't have mitzvahs. It's nothing to do with him and nothing to do with the mitzvahs. If you don't put effort into it, you don't connect to it. Connecting to something is by putting effort into it. The more you put into it, the more you feel connected to it. It's like that in everything. Even that's a very advanced person, it is taxing to understand the basic Gemara. And sometimes it's confusing, you don't have such clarity. So if you remain like that, so you really never get a flavor of Torah. But if you realize that this is something very special and it's worth my time and effort to test papers into it, you need to put more and more effort into it. So I really understand that it just taxes you yourself with the time. You start feeling connection to it, it becomes natural, it becomes sweeter. It's like that in any part of the way it's a shame. Because it's something natural to us. We're made up of the good from the Neshama. The Neshama is the most powerful part of ourselves. The only way to get to true happiness is by giving the Neshama what it needs. Keep the Neshama strong, full of life. That's why people that are not connected to the Neshama and are involved in physical things are never fully happy because they're basically neglecting that part of the body, that part of their essence, not the part of their essence, the Neshama. The Neshama is crying out. I am so neglected, I'm the main part of it. And yet, it always catches up to people. Physical world cannot create happiness. Create comfort, but not happiness. Happiness comes from the Shaman. I'm not aware if there's any studies related to that. It's interesting to know. It's how like other Balakai, monkeys, horses, are they happy?
They don't have any intellectual capacity.
Yeah, that's what I would assume. The concept of happiness doesn't exist by them, but they're just living.
Spreading.
They're living, yeah. Like I said, they eat and then eventually they get eaten. That's not the goal of that. That's not what our life is about. Because if your life is to eat, and if you eat them, then basically you're going, your whole life is in the process of dying. The second you're born, you're getting closer to the position of your eventually. Your life will turn by us totally around. This is what we're saying. Amuna yichya. It completely turns around the whole life. Without Amuna, no matter what we're doing, you know, we have certain feelings of pleasure. They dry up. They don't last. And we don't last. That's the end of it. If you have Amuna, Amuna is connected to the world. With more connected to the world, this world is immense, eternal. And that's what life is about. If they realize that this is what life is, connected to the world, then I can invest values into it. And as I go along with life, appreciate more, I can enjoy it more, I feel more fulfilled by it. It's really something for us to pay attention to at a daily level. I mentioned that the Chofetz Chaim, spent a very reasonable part of his time daily chesed and nefesh. Made it too much for us. He used to review what he did in the course of the day, every day, at the end of the day. So, like I said, maybe that's too much for us. But at least take like 3 or 4 different points of the day where we can invest, this is something I can invest more effort into, and bring myself more to life. You know, davening. Just a little bit more, make an ace account, try to have a little bit more kavana. Try to just stop before I start my shmona esrei. And think, you know, I'm standing in front of those people. Oh, my gosh, it's a kid. Oh, I got that far, I did something. Well, I talked to Hashem. Jack and Pepper is full. It's not on the level to have concentration the full time, Hashem. But if I don't do what I'm saying now, so I want to go through life just floating in the cloud. Oh, the whole world's in the cloud now, at least. We're out of the cloud. And the world's in the air. Not cloudy up here, clear skies. Yeah, clear skies is what I'm saying. So I go through that cloud, okay? So the morning you're down, so I never spoke to other people until I just stop myself and say, it's before I start davening,
the last night is also Kadosh
Baruch Hu. The last is for 3 words. The 3 words of Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a different life. I connect the 3 times. And if I didn't catch it in the Jewish lesson, I didn't catch it in the Middle Jewish lesson, it's over. Because I brought it to life. And little by little, if you make an easy hand of it, come on. Kadosh Baruch Hu, not just the Yisra. Create, feel your Yiddish, spear. And the Yiddish says that's the biggest Yiddish. The Yiddish that tells us, you can't do it, it's not for you, it's too much. Spear us, we all have a shayf. And we weren't as successful as much as I'm saying. He says we have to be fully successful. We have to make progress. We make tiny steps, the course of our life, we get very far. And if we don't, we get far from the other direction. That's where the world today is today. If you're not moving forward, it's falling apart. You're just falling. You can join it. Welcome to the Titanic. As the video ready to knock. 70 degrees. It's just 90 degrees. 70 degrees. That's how it feels. You play the music as you go down. Yeah. Says the Ramban, the chayah of the mitzvahs, the leader of the mitzvahs, kriyat ha'am so heaven. So the way you prepare yourself before the mitzvah, you realize I'm doing mitzvah. That's what Chazal made it easy for us. Before every mitzvah, make a bracha. You put on tefillin, you make a bracha. What do you say, your bracha? I'm not just putting boxes on my head. I'm doing the command of Hashem, give you shalom, this place is Ham, this connection to Hashem. Put on tefillin, it's not. So what does the Yisrael do? He's amazing. He's an amazing prophet. He makes us not have to cover the brother also, so you can get me. You guys are supposed to please come over there. Now that about to be hard. That's the answer to the brother. Okay, so again, the confidence of the brother is not the end of the world. And he feels what's going on over there. That's why I'm making more of his brother. Yoyse mitzvah shloim lishmor minat kal pras yich ben koyel mazeh yom ibram and roish ben chosat. This is an amazing Yiddish Rabbah. It says, if you do your mitzvahs to get reward in this world, that's what you're going to get. And that's all you're going to get. Well, we give value to our mitzvahs. We value mitzvahs. This is the way to get wealth. So we get Oishu Bekovet. That's the story of Oishu Bekovet. That's the reason for Oishu Bekovet. Okay? Oishu Hashem is asking the Mitzvahs and the Mitzvahs to go away from Hara. Some of the Mitzvahs to get away from Hara. It's also not the highest level. Because he also wants to get reward. But he's more, he wants to get away from Hara. Oishu Meire, Zeichu Mekabalos, and he got some Mitzvah and Rishoy. Yeah. So, it says that if you do a mitzvah not to get Gehenna, so when the Rambam will take away from Gehenna. So I think this is the Avo. If you do the mitzvah of Avo, you want to connect with Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you appreciate Hashem, and you want to be close to His greatness. He's in the Kuroi, and this guy, Chavoy the Mazer, finish this with the third of Tasha of the Kaisa, he's the one that he's also, he's going to the Mazer, and the second, and the Baruch Hu, the Shreem Hashem. Forget everything. Because when you connect to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, takes care of everything. So he said, don't limit what you get out of your mitzvah. I'm doing this mitzvah for wealth. So, pity. Why limit it just for wealth? Just for mitzvah, just for not to get behind it. So I do the mitzvah for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I want to connect to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I want to be connected to the source of life. Hashem is the source of life. I want to have part of that higher level of life that Hashem has. It's my leaders, my mitzvahs. That's what he gets. A guy is going around to different tzaddikim. He wants them to promise him that if he's talking now from wealthy, the poor guy. That's it, the promise works. So he's basically saying that's what he wants out of his mitzvah. He wants to become wealthy. He wants to have something that's much more valuable. But what he's saying, called Nori and Mazlev and Mashkishim, although he's of Eden Kabbalah proof, so this is a very high trade person that doesn't interest him. But he's not there. And then he could not concern that it's by the law. Gold coming also much after the boy of the plan, just to give that a rich bowl. And then, the years you will add the good from the passion, they're going to be named the president of MRJ, and it's totally just connected to that rich bowl, nothing else interesting, and he will remain full always this body and this nefesh of Eli Yonovi. He went up to this body of Hashem Shemayim. And well, that's not Jacob's way of Jacob's way of life. The general idea of this idea of putting a focus on the most important part of my existence is my neshama. My neshama. And which gives me a natural connection to the Bible. And just efforts to nourish that connection with the Bible. Give it food, don't starve it. You eat three times a day, Shabbat three times a day. So this is the thing. When we're doing a mitzvah, there is a certain level of effort. The truth is, if you come to shul and you stay there the whole davening, you still have a certain level of keshet. Because you went to shul. That's also something. You should never not give the proper value to what we're doing. Like I said before, the Yitzhar tries to tell us, stand to it, it's not for you. But what you're doing is not worth anything. Sheker the chosen. Everything we do on every level we do it is amazing. Because we're doing something. Look at other people do not. You get out of bed, you come to shul, you speak to the whole davening, once you came to shul, you did something. Appreciate it. Because the point of us appreciate our accomplishments. Because if we belittle them, then we say, it's worthless, priceless. If we give them value, okay, so maybe after now we're on a lower level now. But then we think to ourselves, look, I was able to get out of bed, made it to shul, maybe it's because I had a little bit also on there, etc. And that's the way it goes. But you have to, every person, this is an important thing in life. Ramban is telling us to put some effort into it, prepare ourselves. It's a great time before you go to sleep. Think of the day, how the day go, and think certain things in the course of the day. They can be improved, make it tomorrow, we'll make it a little more energy. The person who believes in turning to Shemayim, yeah. As I said, a person does not think, then he does what's called mitzvah hanoshim yilumodim, which basically he does what he's used to doing. It's kamat nafim mitzvah. No preparation, it's just the way he does things. He gets up in the morning, he goes to the bathroom, he goes to shul, he goes to this thing. Yeah. But the ma'aseh, the fact, even that, which is a low level, the fact we're doing the ma'aseh, rules that makes a certain level of keshe. So basically he's saying like this. These different levels we said before, it's in our hands. How we approach mitzvahs and Torah is what we get out of this. If we look at the Torah mitzvahs as a way to get more than hasa, that's what we get out of it. If we look at it as a way of protecting ourselves, we get protection. If we look at it as a way as connecting to the Shavuot, then we made it. Yeah, okay. So this is something to think about. Yes. Why start with the lesson? Do it anyway. So maybe we take as much time before we go to sleep. When we enter shul, that we think wonderful opportunity I've come to check is giving me, we try to pay attention to what we're looking for. If it's a shot that we stay every morning. Once again, we just look above, blah, 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 blah. Oh, because think of it. I have an Eitzel which lives the Shabbat as it suffers as much as any other part of the people. Mitzvahs are not really bothered. We do it even this week until now. Until now, the person says, Father's going to give him a husband's having a husband, Shabbat's having a husband, Shabbat's having a husband, Shabbat's having a husband, Shabbat's having a husband, without paying attention to what he's saying. So once again, he has a tremendous opportunity to connect with Hashem in all different aspects of his life, his physical life, his spiritual life, and be excited about it. All the wonderful matzahs this evening. Such a beautiful way to start the day. Sometimes we get up, we're tired, and this is not working out. Couldn't find a stock, so whatever it is. And a little frustrated. If you pay attention to the Yitzhak Shachar right away, put us back into place. Wow, look what I have. So I have the Eksai. I use that. I said this many times, but Shemesh also the Yitzhak Shachar. Sometimes I find myself in my boat shalom. But we have the Yitzhak Shachar. I don't know. Somebody else has said this. I don't know who said this. I mean, I feel the face must have been okay, the same. So we missed the brothers themselves. take out, if you take out 1 minute, say, okay, I finished 12 of them. I blew it. But I didn't do it completely. I blew the beginning part. Now let's take a second part. 1 minute. I can't say a part for the Shabbat, that's all I can say again. I just appreciate that the that's in a minute. But at least I'm just getting that connection, reminding myself that Baruch Hashem, I was created as a Jew, the Jewish Neshama. I'm able to see, I'm able to get up, I'm able to sit up, I'm able to walk, and shoes and everything I need. Ah, God. Okay, whole job, let's go. So, like I said, we are battling the other side of the spectrum, the mitzvahs and Hashem mother, which means just to get this habit. And habit is basically lack of life. Habit is fortified. I'm not doing anything, it's just happening by itself. Life is what I do, what I make of it. That is what I do. That's what I do. It's me. So pay attention. Try to pick a point which is convenient for you. Life in the morning. Think, you know, today we want to improve our quality of life, real life, because it's all for the little bit of effort. It's a shock, it's a lesson. Something else in the course of the day, which is in, we'll have a week of time to.